just clarify, I think you did say at the time about the Roosters that they wouldn't lose another game.
I put my mini chin out there that day, Jimmy, and I was being proven wrong, but I still stick by what I saw that moment. I thought they were in the comp, and I'll stick by that, mate.
Yeah, and you know what? I think I agreed with you. But anyway, they are still alive. So it's a big game.
That's
on
your tip then for the next week?
Well,
then,
no, that might be the tip for the game, but you're telling me, you're asking who am I supporting?
No, Dan just said they win the comp, and you said I agree with you.
Yeah.
So that means that's your tip for next week, isn't
it? Yeah, that's right.
Finally.
Yeah.
Mm.
Well, that's the tip. I don't know who I'm going for. That's a
separate
tip.
Okay.
There
all
we
right.
go. Good on you, Dino. We'll speak next week.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Have a great day.
See you, Dino.
Bulldog Richie there with all the latest in the world of rugby league. We've got to take a break to the news now. After that, we've got our legend of the game, the legend of the Roosters and the Bunnies, Ron Coote, and, of course, coach of the Cronulla Sharks, Shane Flanagan, looking forward to that prelim against Melbourne in Melbourne next Friday.
I'm Sarah Warmby. The warning for an out-of-control bushfire at Bemboka near Bega on the New South Wales south coast has been downgraded from an emergency to a watch and act after a favourable change in weather conditions. There have been unconfirmed reports of property lost, but New South Wales Rural Fire Service spokesman Greg Allen says once it's safe, they'll be able to assess the damage.
There have been unconfirmed reports of some property damage. Now, until it's safe to get our building impact assessment teams onto that fire ground, we're not able to list the number or types of homes and the type of damage that may have been caused, but we have had unconfirmed reports of damage.
Queensland police are yet to determine who is spiking store-sold strawberries with needles, but they're hopeful a $100,000 reward for information will lead to the capture of the culprit or culprits. Consumers have been told to cut their strawberries up amid fears six brands across four states have been targeted with needle insertion. Jennifer Rowling from the Queensland Strawberry Growers Association has told the ABC they're also affected by what's going on and says they're doing their best to support the state's growers.
It's a really, really tough time. They're already having a really difficult time with the prices being so low. So now to have something so malicious and devastating happen to the industry, it's really tough.
A 21-year-old man is in custody after a Victorian police officer was hit by a car and killed while taking part in a group ride to commemorate police who died in the line of duty. Victoria Police say the car was travelling along the Princes Highway near Orbost in the state's east on Friday afternoon when it veered onto the opposite side of the road and struck the policeman's bike. He died at the scene. Police say a man is in custody, charged with one count of culpable driving. He's due to appear at Latrobe Valley Magistrates Court tomorrow. A clandestine methamphetamine laboratory has allegedly been discovered in Adelaide alongside a sawn-off shotgun. Police patrols attended premises at Sellex Hill on Friday morning, allegedly finding the lab and arresting a 54-year-old man with manufacturing a controlled drug, possessing a prescribed firearm and possessing an unregistered firearm. The man was refused police bail and will appear at the Christie's Beach Magistrates Court on September 17. Also in news, high-profile Sydney doctor Karen Phelps will stand as an independent in the by-election for the seat left vacant by former Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull. And New South Wales police have charged 26 people, including a 92-year-old World War II veteran, following a protest at a coal port in Newcastle yesterday. A NASA satellite designed to precisely measure changes in the Earth's ice sheets, glaciers, sea ice and vegetation has been launched into polar orbit from California.
3, 2, 1. Liftoff of the final Delta II, lifting ISAT 2 on a quest to explore the polar ice sheets of our constantly changing home planet.
In addition to ice, the satellite's other measurements, such as the top of trees, snow and river heights, may help with research into the amount of carbon stored in forests and also with flood and drought planning and wildfire behaviour, among other uses. This is Air News. South Sydney star Adam Reynolds nailed three field goals, including one inside the final 60 seconds, to send the Rabbitohs to within 80 minutes of the NRL Grand Final. With St George Illawarra leading by one with 2 minutes to go last night, the semi-final seemed destined for Golden Point when Reynolds was on target with his second field goal. However, the Dragons inexplicably failed to get to a kick on their last play to set in motion Reynolds' opportunity to land the decisive blow in a dramatic 13-12 victory. The Rabbitohs face the Sydney Roosters at Allianz Stadium next Saturday for a spot in the decider, with a winner to face either Melbourne or Cronulla. The Collingwood Magpies have moved into the preliminary finals after taking down GWS 9-15-69 to 9-5-59 at the MCG. The Magpies now face Richmond on Friday for a grand final berth. Magpies defender Jeremy Howe says he can't wait for Friday.
I can't wait. You don't look too far ahead, but to be in a prelim final against the Tigers, that atmosphere out there was out of control, and I can only imagine it's going to get bigger next week, so looking forward to it.
Chelsea have climbed to the top of the English Premier League table after celebrating a 4-1 comeback victory over Cardiff. Australia has beaten South Africa 61-41 in their netball quad series opener. And in the Four Nations Rugby Championship, Australia has gone down to Argentina 23-19 on the Gold Coast. Australian Independent Radio News.
Don't whinge and whine about the traffic. Think of the wine you'll have at home. A glass of Windy Peak Cabernet Merlot. By De Bortoli, of course. Here's the traffic.
The King Living Spring Sale is on now. Save up to 50% off selected Australian design furniture. Built to last and designed for better living. Visit King Living today. Sale on now. In Concord, that crash on Parramatta Road at Broughton Street is still affecting eastbound traffic. Two lanes are closed. Traffic is back to Wentworth Road. And various roads are closed around Milsons Point, the city, Pyrmont, Darlinghurst and Moore Park due to the running festival this morning. That includes the Harbour Bridge and Carl Expressway. The King Living Spring Sale is on now. Save up to 50% off selected Australian design furniture built to last and designed for better living. Visit King Living today. Sale on now. I'm Solomon Gates, number one in racing on Sky Sports Radio.
With 150 years of expertise, the specialist team at HQ Insurance are passionate about horses and privileged to be an integral part of the bloodstock industry. HQ Insurance, the headquarters of Equine Insurance. Find us at hqinsurance.com.au or call 8913 1640.
Dynamics Indications, Gay and Adrian have a high-quality filly to own and race with Newgate Farm. She's by Deep Field, Northern Media's record-breaking speed sire, now Boom First Crop sire. From Princess Marissa, a stakes winner with 5 wins and stakes performed 9 times. And her first, second and third dams are all stakes winners. Join our Dynamic Gay, Adrian and Newgate team in this fabulous filly. Visit dynamicsindications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 3368-08.
Breedings for speed.
But all jukebox is another really impressive two-year-old winner.
Jukebox arrives at Aquas Farm, undefeated at two, bursting with early colonial speed by that speed sire schnitzel. To breed your jukebox hero, see aquasfarm.com.
Sky Sports Radio, Sydney weather.
Sunny, winds southwesterly 25 to 40 kilometres an hour, turning south to southeasterly 15 to 25 kilometres an hour in the late morning and the early afternoon, then becoming light in the late evening. So it's going to get to a maximum. It was 33 yesterday, beautiful. And now it's going to be 17 as a maximum. Winds easing and a 5% chance of rain. Now, Raymond, what about at Tamarama right now and Taree?
Currently at Tamarama, just 14 degrees. Heading for a top, they say, here of 15, so it's a coolish Sunday. Taree currently 16 degrees. Heading for a top, a beautiful sunny Sunday in Taree of 18 degrees.
Collins has Coop with him. Coop streaking downfield. Mays looking to back up. Coop trying to beat Sims. Sims across. Coop still going. Coop's in.
You're listening to the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend, brought to you by Penrith Mazda, the BT50 experts. More than 300 new Mazdas in stock over 5 acres at Mulgoa Road, Penrith.
Yeah, welcome back to the program. We're excited about this hour, the final hour. Not just that it's the final hour. I mean, we get excited about that as well. But our legend of the game, Raymond.
One of the legends. One of the greats all time.
Well, we just heard from Zorba and his thoughts on playing against Ronnie Coop. Played for the Bunnies, of course, quite famously, and won competitions there, then transferred over to arch rivals, the Roosters, and went on to win competitions there. Went on, captained his country, played for New South Wales a number of times. Hall of Famer, one of the great players of the game, and has done some great things for the game off the field.
Men of League.
In Men of League Foundation.
He set
absolutely.
It up, didn't he?
Absolutely. Yeah, One of the founding fathers. We'll also chat with NRL coach Shane Flanagan from the Cronulla Sharks. Big game this Friday down in Melbourne. And Phil Moss, the speculation is strong that Phil Moss will actually join us in the studio. Is that right?
He'll be here. Oh, thumbs up from producer Steve.
Ah, well, there you go. So on the back of his performance last week, we're going to get a bit more of Phil Moss in the studio.
Could we can't see outside. This
Why?
Is from a friend of mine, Simon, saying it's beautiful down at Bayview this morning. A beautiful sunny day. That's a little picture of Bayview. Yeah,
now, now you're just teasing us, Roman, and everyone else that's listening is probably wishing they were at the beach. 1353 53 is the open line number, but we've got a chance now to speak to, as we said, one of the all-time greats of rugby league, a premiership winner across two clubs, an outstanding record in grand finals, lost famously in 69. We can ask him about that one. But one of the true legends of rugby league, he joins us on the line now, Ron Coote. G'day, Ron.
G'day, Jimmy. G'day, Ray. How are you?
Good morning, Ron.
Yeah, we're very well. We appreciate your time on a Sunday morning. I want to know, how does a young, tall, skinny bloke start playing rugby league at Kensington United?
Yeah, that's right. All them years ago. I lived up the hill from Kenzo Oval, so that's how I got to play with Kenzo when I was 13. I played F grade, then I went on to play B grade and A grade for him when I was a kid, you know. I was only 16 or 17, and then I went to South. I played South in the... I played President's Cup in 63, and then I went on to play in the second grade grand final against St George in the at the cricket ground in the mud.
Still as a teenager, Ron, yeah. So.
And still, yeah. Still young kid, yeah.
Well, Ron, your father, Jack, of course, played for Eastern Suburbs in the 30s. Was rugby league always your destiny? Did your father sort of help push you into rugby league, if I can use that expression, Ron?
Oh, I'm sure it did. He was. I used to hear the war stories across the dinner table at the night time, and he'd tell me about all the things that used to happen. He played in, I think he played in three in 35, 36, and 37 in the first grade side of the Roosters. So he was a front rower and all that. And I used to hear what he talked about, all his stories. So that sort of certainly had a lot to do with putting me into rugby league, getting me interested in it.
That was the famous premiership-winning Dave Brown team. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. There's a lot of talk from Roosters supporters about the fact that I think Kensington United were originally a Roosters club that were annexed by the South Sydney Rabbitohs back in, might have been the 50s or the late 40s, and so really you could have been a Roosters players all along, Ron.
Could have been. Yeah, that's right. I mean, they changed you had to be residentially qualified, that's what it was called.
Mm. Yeah.
And I just lived the high street there was where the border was. If you high street was one side, and then it used to be the Roosters. Then they moved it over, so it was just all that sort of stuff. And yeah, look, it was I didn't care who I played with in them days. I would have played anyone. It was just. I just enjoyed the game so much, and Kenzo United was a really great club in them days and had a lot of good players and had a lot of, coaching and they were out there and was part of the great South Sydney Juniors, I still sort of am thankful to. And when I was 17 or 16, I was in the Jerseys League team and we went to they took us to New Zealand. The Jersey Fleet team went to New Zealand. We played three games over in Christchurch. And then we went to Mount Cook and all that sort of stuff. And Bobby McCarthy was in the team with us. And we both thought our great rugby league, your family hadn't been out of Kingsford sort of thing. I'm on a plane going to New Zealand. So rugby league was always going to be... I was going to always play rugby league, and I love the game. I love the training aspect of it, and I love the toughness of it. And I used to like the bruises, sort of feeling the bruises, same as you, Jimmy.
Well, I didn't like them too much, Ron.
Hey, Ron, really interesting. You joined South in 64. As you mentioned, when you graded, you were still a teenager. But that was an era of South where they were staying to build. Some young players like yourself were coming through. The great St George sides were still dominating. But was there a sense in 64, 65, 66 that something was building at South Sydney?
Oh, yeah, I think for sure. The 64, we made the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
And then 65, we played in the grand final.
Mm. 78,000, Ron. Yeah,
78,000.
That day, there were people sitting on the roof of the Sheridan stand and all that. Mm. You know, people climbed up there. They risked their lives. Like, if anyone fell, they would have been killed.
Mm.
But that was it. They pushed the gates down at the entrance to the stairs, to the ground and everything. So they called it a 78,000, but I think there was many more than that in there.
Mm, wow.
But that was that one. And St George beat us. I think it was 12-8, and that was a really tight game. But I really think they were the better team, obviously, on the day, and that sort of educated us a bit to what the and we had a great side. We had the O'Neills, and we had a, unfortunately that time we had a bloke playing who was called Richie Powell, who was a great front rower.
Yeah,
and he used to offload the ball I could run on the ball, I'd just chase him and run on the ball for him, and he'd put you into holes. And we scored, we scored that many tries through Richie Powell's, great skill that he had. And when he didn't play in the grand final, it was a real problem for us. You know, we missed that ability that he had and the ball distributing, that sort of thing. So St George beat us, but we never had him. We had all young blokes. There was Jimmy Morgan and John O'Neill, and Freddie Anderson was the hooker, and Bobby McCarthy, and Gary Stevens, and John O'Neill, and myself were locked. And we had a good squad. Ivan Jones was the halfback, and we went right through, and they played good. We had a good year, and we thought we'd do better the next year, but we had a few injuries, we didn't sort of go that good.
Yeah.
And then the next year we won it, of course.
67, yeah.
67 you won, 68 you won, 70 you won, 71 you had a win as well. What happened in 69? What is it true
long
that
story,
you
were Jim.
You were overly confident? Is that's the street corner tip?
Yeah, that was pretty close. I remember Big Lurch saying, Big John O'Neill saying, sitting in the dressing room waiting to go on there in the front of the cricket ground there, and those little verandas they got on outside the dressing room, and the cup was on display out on the ground. JJ Gilman, JJ Gilman, Shirley. So we shouldn't have to play this game. We should go down the collie and have a drink without having to play this game. So that's basically, I suppose, how we were. They played pretty good, Balmain. You can't take anything away from us, because they changed the rules after that game, because they sat down all the time. Mm. Every time they just give themselves a break, a rest, and that's sort of we used to play for, tire the team out and get on top of them that way, but we couldn't when they were resting. So
yeah.
Anyway, there wasn't much in the game. And, that's the way it happened. You can't take anything away from me. Beat us fair and square on the day.
Fair enough, Ron. But four premierships in 5 years, a great South Sydney era, and then came the switch to Eastern Suburbs in 1972. Can you give us the background behind the decision to move, Ron?
Yeah, I was off the contract that year. I had a 5 year contract with South, and that finished that year. And then we were negotiating, that sort of didn't work out. They weren't that South were struggling a bit. The Lees Club wasn't wasn't going all that good.
Yeah.
So they weren't offering that much money. The Roosters offered a lot more money for me. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking about, you know, you think about yourself and your family. I was married and that with two kids. And I thought about, you know, how I can do this. And so they give me a bit more money and a considerable amount more money. So I sort of changed over. But the other thing that happened, I used to have bloody Don Ferney used to come into my house all the time. He'd be coming down, knocking on the door, and he was the coach of the Roosters. And he, right or wrong, he wanted me to go to the Roosters. And at the same time, I mean, Bobby Moses and John O'Neill and Ray Brannigan all went to Manly.
Manly, yeah.
Mm. So that sort of broke up the team that way, and it was a sad thing. I mean, I'd probably think it was pretty sad for that sort of thing to happen, but that's what happens, and everyone's got to do their best for themselves, you know. So that's why we're all done.
Represented Australia on 23 occasions. You were actually captain during the 1970 World Cup. What did that mean? What I mean, playing for your country is one thing. To captain the side, Ron.
Oh, it was a great honour to captain Australia in that 70 World Cup. We played England in Australia that year, and they beat us. And they beat us, and then so we go to England, and we played all the other countries, and we got into the final on points for and against. So we were lucky to get into the final to play against England. Mm-hmm. And then we beat them in the final with a terrific effort by all of our players. All the great players who played that day, and I certainly give them a rap for the great effort they put in to win the game.
Yeah, that Australian team, Ronji, there was some household names. Eric Sims at fullback, Johnny Coutts, Paul Sait was in the centres, Mark Harris, Lionel Williams on the wing. Your halves combination, Bobby Fulton, Billy Smith weren't too bad. And then,
and
a great forward pack, John O'Neill and Bob O'Reilly at the props, Ron Turner hooker, Bob McCarthy, Ron Costello second rows, and yourself as lock and captain. It's a fair team, Ron.
Yeah, it was a good team. Yeah, certainly, and they were great blokes. And it was a great, good parade memory for me. The captain of the World Cup in 1970. Fantastic.
The influence Jack Gibson had on your career. Don Ferner might have got you to the Roosters. Jack Gibson helped the Roosters win two premierships, 74, 75. Everyone has got at least one Jack Gibson story. have you got a story to give an insight into the great man?
Well, yeah, when I was there a year before. But you got to give Don Ferner a pretty big rap, because he got Arthur Beetz in there, he got myself, and he put the team together. And then Jack come in. Don went back to Canberra, went back to Wagga, and then where did he go? I think he did there anyway. He went back to where he come from, and Jack took over. But Jack was a great coach. I mean, Jack was a master coach, I suppose, and he had plenty to do. I think the thing that when he come to the club and said, righto, we've all got to go to, and there was a, it just happened, there was a Nautilus gymnasium set up in Bondi Junction as when Jack got there. And Jack had been to speak with a fellow called Dick Nolan in America, who was the coach of the 49ers. And he told him, he influenced him about this Nautilus machine and what good the weight training machines, and how you have to train, you know, weight train. So that year, 74, Jack insisted we had to do two sessions a week on the Nautilus machines. And it wasn't until the end of the year that the guys realised that the opposition or all the other teams realised what we were doing. We were much stronger, and they won the premierships.
Ron, probably an unfair question, but can you compare those great South Sydney sides that you won four premierships in with those two Roosters teams, and in particular 1975 side, which I think lost only three games all season?
Yeah, it did. We won the grand final 38-0, I think.
Yep.
they were it was pretty hard to compare them, but you know, I get hate mail when I see these sort of things.
Fair enough. Probably better sit on the fence for one. Too great. What about the coaches? You had Clive Churchill. You had a good fortune at club football to be coached by two of the greats. You mentioned Jack Gibson, and he was obviously a groundbreaker. But Clive Churchill, four premierships in your time at South Sydney. What was he like, Ron?
Well, Clive was a good coach. Clive, he was a real man who developed the players. You know, he'd get them all going. He'd be in the dressing room cracking jokes and all that sort of stuff. It was a fun time to play with South in them days, and they were all. It wasn't there was no pressure on anyone. It was, you know, I suppose there was pressure when we got to the finals, but you know, before that, you know, Clive was one of those sort of blokes. He'd be cracking jokes and doing that sort of stuff. He also was a good tactician, and you know, talked about the tactics of the game and how you could do this and do that, and trained us pretty hard, you know.
Ron, you're a walking history of the game. It's just incredible. We've got to say goodbye at this point, but I'm sure our listeners are already sending in SMS and appreciating what you've said this morning. It was been fantastic.
Got to ask him for a tip next week.
Oh, yeah. Go on. We'll put you on the spot. If you think you got in trouble previously, we'll get you in more trouble now. Who's going to win, Roosters or Rabbitohs?
Well, what I generally say here when people ask me this, when this happens, I generally say, who will you go for? And if they say the Roosters, I say, well, I'm with you.
Good answer.
So I'm leaving you with that.
All right.
Well, you can't lose that one, Ron.
Forever the diplomat. Well done, Ron. Great to have you on the program, Ronnie. We do appreciate it.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Thanks, Ron.
There he is. Talk about humble champions. Oh, there's another one, Ron Coote. Outstanding. Six grand final victories in nine grand finals.
So the players he played against and with, you know. What, as you said, he's like a walking encyclopedia of rugby league.
Just incredible. Great to have him on the program. We'll take a break now, and after the break, we'll be back with the sports update and Shane Flanagan, the coach of the Cronulla Sharks.
Nobody has your back like family, so you know Penrith Mazda will look after you. Get the Mazda 3 Neo Sport, the car of choice. Drive away from just $21,490 and get 3 years, 45,000-kilometre free servicing on selected BT50 models. Plus, all new Mazdas get 5 years unlimited kilometre warranty. Penrith Mazda, your 2017 Mazda master dealer. Family owned and operated at Mulgoa Road, Penrith. MD18808.
Hey, Mum, do you love great coffee?
Yes.
Here, I'll make you one on this new Nespresso coffee maker. We've got so many beautiful coffee makers at Bingley. Mum, check out the styling, check out the craftsmanship, check out the coffee.
Lionel, slow down.
We've got everything you need to know about coffee, Mum. What would you like? Espresso, cappuccino, macchiato, ristretto, piccolo, latte, flat white, long black, short black, or mocha?
How many have you had today?
All of them.
Oh, I thought so.
If you love coffee, you'll love Bingley. I'm Lionel Lee.
I'm Yandere.
I'm Lionel Lee.
At Bingley, we recommend drink coffee responsibly.
Punters, we bet you. You can't find a better betting app than the Tab app. With more live Sky Racing than any other app, exclusive race previews and the biggest range of race replays on offer, you have everything you need to give you the best betting experience all in the palm of your hand. Plus, enjoy access to detailed form, cutting-edge data and expert analysis from the best in the business. Download the Tab app today and stay ahead of the game. Tab. Terms and conditions apply. See tab.com.au. Gamble responsibly.
Nobody has your back like family, so you know Penrith Mazda will look after you. Get the Mazda 3 Neo Sport, the car of choice. Drive away from just $21,490. And get 3 years, 45,000K free servicing on selected BT50 models. Plus, all new Mazdas get 5 years unlimited kilometre warranty. Penrith Mazda, your 2017 Mazda master dealer, family owned and operated at Mulgoa Road, Penrith, MD18808.
On the Big Sports Breakfast weekend, with a sports update, here's Tanya Thomas.
South's Adam Reynolds kicked 3 field goals, the final one inside the final 60 seconds, to give the Rabbitohs a 13-12 win over St George Illawarra in last night's NRL semi-final at ANZ Stadium. The Rabbitohs face the Roosters at Allianz Stadium next Saturday for a spot in the grand final to play the winner of Friday night's match between Cronulla and Melbourne. Australia went down to Argentina 23-19 in last night's Rugby Championships match on the Gold Coast. Not since 1983 in the first test between the two nations has Argentina won on Australian soil. A long-range penalty with 3 minutes to go sealed a famous victory for the visitors. Meantime, in Wellington, South Africa defeated New Zealand 36-34. After leading 24-17 at half-time, the Springboks held on to record their first win over the All Blacks in 4 years. Collingwood were too good for the depleted GWS in last night's AFL semi at the MCG. The Pies came flying out of the gates, kicking the first 3 goals and dominated the first quarter. The Giants got to within a kick at three-quarter time but couldn't sustain it. They went down by 10 points, 69 to 59. After the match, the injury-plagued Ryan Griffin called time on his AFL career. Leighton Hewitt and John Pearce combined to beat Austrians Jürgen Meltzer and Oliver Murach in 4 sets to keep Australia alive in the Davis Cup playoff against Austria in Graz. Hewitt, who is the Aussie team captain, put himself ahead of Jordan Thompson to partner Pearce in the must-win match after Thompson and Alex Demenor lost the first 2 singles matches on day one. The Australian men's four secured back-to-back gold medals at the World Rowing Championships in Bulgaria overnight. Alexander Hill, Jack Hargrave, Spencer Turin and Joshua Hicks held off attacks from Italy and Great Britain to be crowned the world champs. The Aussies took off quickly and hit 50 strokes a minute to lead at the halfway point. Chelsea has climbed to the top of the English Premier League table after an Eden Hazard hat-trick inspired the team to a 4-1 comeback win over Cardiff, while Liverpool is now 5-5 with a 2-1 victory over an injury-hit Tottenham at Wembley. In other results, Bournemouth 4, Leicester 2, Huddersfield 0, Crystal Palace 1, Man City 3, Fulham 0, Newcastle 1, Arsenal 2, Watford 1, Man United 2. The Aidan O'Brien trained and Ryan Moore ridden Kew Gardens won the English St. Ledger overnight at York by 2.25 lengths. And Holden's Dave Reynolds is on pole for today's 161-lap Sandown 500, which has raced 24 of the Supercar Championships. Meantime, Lewis Hamilton has pole for the Singapore F1 Grand Prix, and Dan Ricciardo will start from sixth. Just going back quickly to the Davis Cup overnight. As I mentioned, Jordan Thompson and Alex Demenor lost the singles matches, so the doubles had to be won to keep the Aussies still in the hunt there. Leighton Hewitt was worried about Jordan Thompson. He was absolutely flogged by Dominic Thiem, 6-1, 6-3, 6-0, or 6-love, so put himself in with John Pearce because Jordan Thompson was supposed to partner John Pearce, it was a gamble. And it paid off because they won.
Leighton, he loves it, doesn't he?
He loves it.
You just get the feeling Leighton will be playing in the majors aged in his 50s, in doubles.
Well, he has been playing doubles, so yeah. he's still fit. John Millman was ill, he couldn't play, and Nick Kyrgios had pulled out earlier because of injury. So it was a big gamble, and they won.
Good on them. Go the Aussies. Thank you, Tan. We do appreciate it. 1353-53, open line number.
Listening to the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend, brought to you by Penrith Mazda, the BT50 experts. More than 300 new Mazdas in stock over 5 acres at Mulgoa Road, Penrith.
Yeah, the Sharks do go to Melbourne on Friday to take on the Melbourne Storm. They've beaten them already down there this year, and of course they famously beat them in round 4. Cameron Smith was sin bin that night, out at Shark Park. Who they take in their 17 will be very interesting. Let's see if their coach, Shane Flanagan, can give us some insight into that. He joins us on the line now. G'day, Shane.
G'day, Jimmy, Ray.
Good morning, Shane.
Paul Gallen, shoulder injury, Luke Lewis, lower leg, calf / shin. What likelihood they be playing, Shane?
I think Luke Lewis will definitely be there.
Right.
Cal's probably 60-40, and that's probably not in our favour at the moment. But it's early days. We'll see how he recovers during the week. He'll do everything he can to get there on Friday, and we'll just have to keep our fingers crossed on that one.
Mm. Yeah. Good morning, Shane. Congratulations on Friday night. What was from a coach's perspective, what could you take out of the game that pleased you most about that win?
I'm watching it again this morning. Probably the way our halves played in big games.
Yeah,
you need your halves. I think our forwards stand up most weeks and do their job, and The halves are put under a lot of scrutiny these days because the plays that they come up with are really important, and if they don't come off, you're looking at the result of it is the halves didn't play well. But I thought our halves come up with some really good kick options. When they ran the ball and threatened the opposition, and particularly Chad, he's been under a lot of pressure for a couple of years now, and I thought he's fallen the last 2 weeks. It's been fantastic.
Mm. Oh, I don't think I've ever seen him play better, Shane, and his defence on Billy Kickow, who is such a hard man to handle, I thought was exceptional. The flow of the game, 18-2 first half in favour of the Sharks, and then 18-3 in the second half in favour of the Panthers. You can't take a time out in rugby league. I'd imagine that's exactly what you wanted to do, is go and talk to your players when Penrith had all that momentum in the second half. Did you feel that way?
Oh, definitely. And that was, when Gal came off and Luke Lewis were both sitting on the sideline. Yeah. Watching in the review, I saw, Gal, Luke Lewis and Wade Graham all sitting on the sideline, and I would have loved to have been able to get one of those players back out there just to settle everyone down, and it wasn't to be, but they were definitely coming to get us, Penrith. I think they've got a lot of belief that that's how they play their game, and that's how they've won the last couple of weeks. And, probably we played into it as well, that we gave a few silly penalties away, and we peaked sets, and it's hard to stop momentum. And when those big, they've got some big boys in their team, and when they do start to get momentum and a little bit of belief, it was really hard to stop.
Momentum's such an important thing in modern football, isn't it? Shane, and trying to stop that is so difficult. What about the Storm going down to Melbourne? Mm. Jimmy said earlier this trip doesn't hold as many fears for the Sharks as perhaps other clubs. How do you approach it? How's the mindset? How do you beat the Storm?
Yeah, well, as soon as we knew we were playing the Storm, I think all of our players understand what we've got to do, and we've come up with a few game plans that have sort of suited us. And you're right, we've had success down in Melbourne, so that doesn't sort of worry us too much. But, they're a quality team and have been for many years. And, with a week off, they're going to be really hard to beat. They'll get some players back from suspension and injury. And we just need to make sure that, we can control what we can control and go down there. And, it's always going to be a battle, and it's going to be decided, probably in the last 5 or 10 minutes, as all these last couple of games are. But you've got to make sure you're still in the game with 10 minutes to go. And, if our halves do the job that they did on the weekend, I'm really sure that we can come away with a win. But it's going to be a fantastic game, and hopefully we can get the chocolates.
Oh, it was really interesting calling the game on Friday night with Laurie Daly, who has coached James Maloney. You've coached James Maloney as well, and Laurie made an interesting point. When he's under pressure in defence, he reverts to type, and that is he wants to jam in on the ball runner. You exploited that superbly with... it was Andrew Fifita on one occasion, and then it was Matt Moylan to Luke Lewis on the other occasion. Is that one of the really satisfying parts of coaching, Shane, when you look at that thing in such minute detail and it comes off in a big game?
Yeah, definitely. You work really hard and trying to pick up some trends or weaknesses. You might perceive that they're weaknesses in opposition teams, and we knew that that's the way Penrith defend on edges. They rush up, especially their three men being the half, comes up really hard and tries to shut things down. So we, came up with a plan to, try and do a few plays around that, and they came off on Friday night. But, sometimes they don't. But you work really hard all year to come up with some tactics to suit opposition defensive patterns, and definitely on Friday night we've got two opportunities to nail, and we nailed them, which probably against the Roosters we didn't. We were over the line a couple of times, but we didn't get them. And anyway, we've taken a different road to where we need to be, and we've just got to win this weekend.
Shane, the top eight, there was only 2 points separating them, and so far this final series we've seen some absolute classic contest. I asked Craig Bellamy this last week. I guess in the heat of the battle, you probably haven't got an opportunity to reflect on the quality of the football. But when you get a chance to review games that you've played in and watch the other semi-finals, have you seen a standard of football as high consistently so far in a final series?
Definitely not for the last couple of years. In our semi-finals, I think we've got away to a few leads and hung on and won them pretty convincingly in the end. But definitely this year, our game against the Roosters, I thought was an outstanding game of football. Yeah. Where it was like a game of tennis. You kick, we kick, and who was going to come up with the first error? Eventually got points, and then it was 8 minutes to go, and Luke Luke Lewis had an opportunity to take us to 18 all, and we didn't nail that. We went, obviously the Roosters went up the other end of the field and kicked a field goal and then eventually scored a late try. But and then the game last night, I just thought was an outstanding game. And you know, hopefully the next weekend is the same. But the closeness of the competition is, you know, right through to, you know, I know there's eight teams didn't make the semi-finals, but on their day, you know, some of those teams that didn't make the eight, you know, the Canberra Raiders and so on are fantastic teams to watch and play football. So the competition is close. The salary cap's doing its job, and we've got a fantastic competition.
Good time to be renegotiating your new contract, Shane.
I'll just leave that to the Beaver, mate. Wayne Beaver, he can look after that. But, you know, I want to stay at the club, but there's no question about that. We're in a really good position. Our second great Newtown made it through to the grand final yesterday, and our 20s are playing in the grand final qualified today. So the club's in really, really good shape. And, you know, I want to be there for a couple more years. As I said, we've laid the foundations, and I see some good times ahead.
Yeah, I think if you get the new contract, you'll be the longest serving coach in Cronulla's history, which is a feather in your cap. Congratulations on the win on Friday. Good luck this Friday up against the Melbourne Storm. Appreciate your time this morning, Shane.
Thanks, man.
Thanks, Shane.
There he is, Shane Flanagan, coach of the Cronulla Sharks. Mm. They are, I tell you what, if you've a side that's been starved of success for so long, and now they're having sustained success, including that premiership in 2016.
Era.
That's right, the Flanagan era. There you go. As a youngster, I tried to tackle like Ron Coote. That's from Scooter. Obviously, I failed. This is what he said. And Ronnie Coote should be a future immortal before Cam Smith or Thurston. He's a champion, and his record speaks for itself. Let's honour the old fellas first. That's from Old Magpie up at Tamworth. So some of the sentiment we're getting back following our interview with Ronnie Coote. A break now, and then after the break, we'll let him in. Phil Moss.
Thinking about your next build or renovation? Wideline Windows and Doors has all the planning tools at your fingertips. Their website is full of inspirational ideas to make your project a success. Advice and tips to get you started, even a colour selector and window planning tool. Plus, free online quotes are returned in 48 business hours. Just upload your plans or tell them what you need. Easy. There's never been a better time to take a closer look at the Wideline Windows and Doors website. www.wideline.com.au
50 months interest-free. No deposit, no interest with 50 equal monthly payments until November 2022 at Harvey Norman. Furniture and bedding, home appliances, televisions and technology. Minimum financed amount $750. Approved applicants only. Interest applies if you do not comply with terms and conditions. These and exclusions apply. See website for details. 50 months interest-free available now. In-store and online. No deposit, no interest with 50 equal monthly payments until November 2022. 50 months interest-free at Harvey Norman.
And now for the most exciting 2 minutes in sports.
The very best of U.S. racing 7 days a week.
Looking at Lee, can't catch, always dreaming, who's the 143rd winner of the Kentucky Derby.
Live and exclusive across the Sky Racing Network.
Be rewarded at Panthers with Panthers' new loyalty program. Panthers Rewards. There's never been a better time to be a member of the Panthers family. For only $5, members receive over $1,000 worth of rewards. Earn Panthers points every time you make a purchase and redeem your points throughout the club, including at all restaurants and bars. If you're not already a Panthers member, join now for just $5 and be rewarded. If you are a member already, renew now. Details at panthers.com.au.
And that's a giveaway. Fernandinho has got so many options, including Sané. Just over 90 seconds on the clock, and Manchester City in front already. A catastrophic mistake at the back for Fulham.
You're listening to the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend, brought to you by Penrith Mazda, the BT50 experts. More than 300 new Mazdas in stock over 5 acres at Mulgoa Road, Penrith.
Yeah, welcome back to the program. Look, we've got a lot of emails at the start of the show suggesting that when's Phil Moss back from holidays, which I don't know what they were referring.
Well, I did get my family to write in, Jimmy.
How was it? How'd you enjoy last week, Mossy?
Mate, the seat was very hot. I felt like the bar was very high, but I think
fun,
we struggled through.
Yeah,
but, you know, Ray was the master. He just guided me, held my hand.
One team here, Phil, eh? I've been saying it to Jimmy for 8 years. One team here, mate. So.
Yeah. No, it was good fun.
Why are you winking at Phil?
Because Phil's on the same page.
And as I say, when Ray says there's only one team, I just wish I was on it. That's all. Anyway. Oh, apparently Liverpool had a win last night.
That's good, guys.
They did, five from five.
Yeah, but lucky for you, Manchester United did as well, Jimmy. Oh, so don't worry. We're not out on our own. But, yeah, look, intriguing night, as always, in the EPL. 21 goals in 6 games. Liverpool's perfect start continued. Watford's ended at the hands of Manchester United. Chelsea took top of the table because they had a massive 4-1 win over Cardiff with a Hazard hat-trick. But 5 of the big 6 won. Spurs were the losers to Liverpool, as you said. Interesting game, that, Liverpool-Spurs. I thought Liverpool were dominant, if not deadly. And I thought they were classy, if not clinical, if that makes sense. So they had some very good patches of play. They did dominate the game, but they certainly weren't clinical in front of goal. And it took, to be, if we're brutally honest, it took a goalkeeping error from Vorm, who went between the sticks for Lloris, who's out now for indefinitely. They're talking several weeks with a thigh injury, which is going to hurt them with the Champions League starting this week as well. But Liverpool marched on, and they're picking up some points. I thought they were a bit disappointing in the last win over Leicester as well, just before the international break. Last night, certainly a better performance, but they're still not as clinical as you'd like them to be with that top three.
Yeah, Chelsea, very good, as you mentioned, 4-1 against Cardiff. Arsenal, I want to get your opinion. They're starting to build now. Slow start. They've won 3 straight, got away with a 2-1 win at Newcastle overnight.
Yeah, you can certainly see Unai Emery's stamp starting to shine through, if you like, on the way they're playing. And Xhaka and Ozil with the goals last night, both after half time. But you can see the style of football starting to emerge, and it did. They did get off to a rocky start, as we know. But you could see in a couple of those games things starting to click, and now they are on the scoreboard as well. And, you know, there's no doubt that even when they were losing those early season games, there was players coming out saying he's a fantastic coach, fantastic manager. He's got the blueprint for success. We've just got to be patient. And so that you can see the players have bought in from early on.
All right, Wolverhampton and Burnley, Everton and West Ham. West Ham haven't got a point.
Mm. Yes, and this is an interesting one, Jimmy. Pellegrini, his style of football is very attacking-minded. He does leave himself short at the back and in what we call rest defence. So when your team's going forward with the ball, what's happening behind it in case, the what-if scenario. And that's not Pellegrini's style. And a lot of people are saying, I mean, the guy won the English Premier League with Manchester City. And interestingly, you've got two coaches, Newcastle as well, with Rafa Benitez. Two coaches who are used to success. Benitez has won the Champions League. Pellegrini's won the Premier League. And they're both right down the bottom of the table. Benitez plays a more defensive style. They're not playing each other. Newcastle lost overnight, obviously, to Arsenal.
Yeah.
But Benitez has got a style that's very compact and hits teams on the break, which a lot of people are saying is a lot more... gives his team a lot more chance of staying up in the Premier League than say, a Pellegrini style, where it's very open, very attacking. If he hasn't got the players to do it, there's a lot more risk. He's got a midfield that really isn't the most mobile, with Wilshere and Mark Noble. And that when they try and press, they haven't got that mobility in midfield. Mm. So, interesting one. I'm tipping Everton at home at Goodison Park to get the points over West Ham, and that would make it 5 losses from 5 for West Ham.
So what's your multi tonight then?
Yeah, so multi is Wolves into Everton into Southampton, the three home teams to get the points, and I think it's paying around about $6.80, $7.
Okay. FFA Cup quarterfinal start this week.
What about this, Ray? We could have two absolute superstars of Italian football playing in the quarterfinals of the FFA Cup. You've got Pirlo possibly playing for Avondale, and Francesco Totti may be turning out for Apia.
Extraordinary.
For one game only. Yeah. And you'll remember a few years ago, Katsouranis played for Heidelberg.
For one match,
the Greek international for one match.
You've clean bowled, Jimmy. He's absolutely flabbergasted.
I can't believe you didn't know this. Encyclopedia of
No, Francesco Totti is going to be playing with APRA.
Potentially. Yeah. It's not over
the
line.
How do they do that? How do they? Where's
well, they've made an offer.
Benefactor. Benefactor comes in and says, "Here, boys,
give them enough money."
Both clubs have got deep Italian heritage and obviously connections over in Italy. APRA, who play out of Leichhardt, have got an academy that is associated with Roma. And Totti played, 786 games for Roma. Scored 307 goals, 58 caps for Italy. He put the dagger through our hearts in 2006 with that penalty from the Lucas Neal tackle. Nothing's formalised yet, nothing's confirmed, but offers have been put through from Avondale for Pirlo and from Apia for Totti. Imagine if they both turned out.
What's his number? What's the number? Seriously, what's it take to get in? What does it take? So it's first class airfares. You're going here. You probably will leave you here for an extended holiday. You can come out for a couple of weeks.
Penthouse of Star Casino.
What would you pay for one game?
I don't know how you put a value on that. I mean, if I cast my mind back to the old NSL, we had a player called Nicola Berti who was on about $10,000 a game. And the FFA Cup is the closest thing to the old NSL because it's connecting old soccer with new football. I can't imagine it would be about the money. I really can't, given the careers they've had. But the heritage and the links between the Italian community and the spin-offs that could come from that, I suppose, are the real attractions. Mm. And the challenge of coming out for one game. And, you know, these players, surely they can't make a difference, that big a difference for a one-off game when they probably would have had
one or two sessions. They've all to the crowd and the interest in it,
though. That's it. Yeah. And that's the key, Ray, is the marketing aspect of it. And filling out. Imagine filling out Leichhardt Oval. Because Francesco Totti is making a one only.
If you're of Italian heritage and you didn't go to that game, you'd be left out of the family.
Exactly.
That's it.
Good point,
you wouldn't be invited to Christmas.
Imagine how many fans will turn up in Socceroos jerseys just to pelt him with eggs.
Lucas Neal. Absolutely.
Phil, we found out where Usain Bolt went. He's gone zero gravity around the world with champagne or something in some French ad. When's he back? What's the latest?
Ray, I can't help but put my coach's cap on for this one. If I'm Mike Mulvey and I'm watching that footage of him doing somersaults over the finish line midair when he's sprinting, above France somewhere in an Airbus, I'm filthy because he's trying to rebuild his body into a footballer's body. Mm. They're, 2 or 3 weeks into the project. He's taken off, flown to France to do a champagne ad and putting his body at risk of injury. And not to mention the disruption that causes to your pre-season. He played 20 minutes off the bench, then he disappears.
Yeah.
Mm. This was
a prior commitment, though, wasn't it, Phil?
Of course. But he turned up and said, "I don't want any special treatment."
No,
and he's got it.
And he's got it because if another player turns around and says, "Oh, by the way, my missus wants to get married during pre-season," do you think he's getting the green light?
No,
not a chance.
Yeah,
so
what does he run the 100 in?
9.58. Wasn't the crowd 9,588 or something?
Please, fantastic. Hey, Phil. Sorry, mate. We've got a fight. Have you got anything pertinent? Quickly.
No, just getting used to this chair again, Jim.
All right, fair enough.
Thanks for having me, boys.
Good on you, Mossy. Appreciate that. We've got to go to a break. We'll be back with more.
Hey, Mum, do you love great coffee?
Yes.
Here, I'll make you one on this new Nespresso coffee maker. We've got so many beautiful coffee makers at Bingley. Mum, check out the styling, check out the craftsmanship, check out the coffee.
Lionel, slow down.
We've got everything you need to know about coffee, Mum. What would you like? Espresso, cappuccino, macchiato, ristretto, piccolo, latte, flat white, long black, short black or mocha?
How many have you had today?
All of them.
Oh, I thought so.
If you love coffee, you'll love Bingley. I'm Lionel Lee.
I'm Yandere.
I'm Lionel Lee.
At Bingley, we recommend drink coffee responsibly.
The Sydney Sun puts on a show to open the Everest Carnival, and they're off. Hot out of the gates is Winner of Discontent, quickly leaving boredom behind. What shall we do this weekend? Stonks to the lead, Fancy the Races a second, and down the outside is Get Off the Couch. The last dash by What Shall I Wear? And here comes Spring. Spring out of nowhere wins by nose.
Escape to Sydney's Everest Carnival. World-class racing, live music and entertainment from September 8 to October 13. Tickets from $10. Pre-book to save at theraces.com.au.
G'day, Laurie Daly here. Ever wanted to know what's going on in an NRL player's head? Well, now the Tab app gives you exclusive tips, insights and analysis this NRL season. Thanks to new NRL previews featuring myself. So get ahead of the game every game this footy season.
Download the Tab app and access new NRL previews today. Tab, we love a bet. Tab previews available for account holders only. Gamble responsibly.
1-1. Swing and a drive, well hit to left. This might go. Galloway back at the wall. It's gone. Put it in the books.
That's the way to start a doubleheader. Two outs. Bottom of the ninth. Nobody on base. And Conforto and Frazier with lightning and thunder. And the Mets win it 4-3.
You're listening to the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend. Brought to you by Penrith Mazda. The BT50 experts. More than 300 new Mazdas in stock over 5 acres. At Mulgoa Road, Penrith.
Yes, welcome back to the program. Quickly, we've got to get to Trent Lenscow from tab.com.au. Hello, Trent.
Good morning to you, Jimmy and Ray.
Trent.
Just catching up with some AFL results. So did you happen to see the result on Friday night?
Well, I was there, so yes, I did see it there, Jimmy.
They're pretty good, the D's, aren't they, Trent?
Well, they're too good for the high-flying Hawthorn.
Hey, we'll get Trent to the prelim
final. Let's get Trent's...
Well, you've rubbed it into me all day.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
It's Trent's turn, is it?
Yeah, now it's Trent's turn, yeah. Thoughts, Trent?
They just weren't good enough, simple as that.
Mm. Hard to reconcile that when they lose and your season's all over, though, isn't it?
Oh, well, 3 in the row a few years ago, that was pretty good.
Yeah, fair enough.
Live on that for a while.
Past glories, mate. Yeah. Righto, what have we got coming up? We've got a big game on Friday night down there in your town, Amy Park, Melbourne, up against the Sharks.
That is right, and the early support is for Melbourne, $1.45 into $1.36, Cronulla $2.75 out to $3.20. The line is 8.5. The Sharks have won both matches this season, round 4 at Southern Cross Group Stadium and in round 22 at Amy Park. But just with the injuries, fellas, is it going to be too much for Cronulla to overcome?
See who plays.
I can go on and be there.
See who plays,
I think. Looks like Lewis will play.
Yeah,
so.
Oh, they're fresh, though, Melbourne. And they've got players back from suspension and injury. The week off, it's huge. I can see a Melbourne victory.
And then Saturday night at Allianz Stadium, you've been speaking about it this morning. The Sydney Roosters, $1.75. South, $2.10. The line, it's only 1.5. In round 6 this season, South won at Allianz Stadium. And in round 22, the Roosters won at ANZ Stadium. Just with the Fords fellas for the Premiership, Melbourne's $2.75. The Roosters are 3. South, $3.75. Cronulla, $8.50.
Where will you be Friday night, Trent? You'll be at the Storm Sharks game. We'll be across the road at the Richmond versus Collingwood grand final qualifier at the G.
I'll be at Richmond and Collingwood, Ray, but I'll be checking in with the Storm. Mm-hmm. Richmond are $1.40 to beat Collingwood, who are $3. The line there is 15.5. Richmond won both matches this season in round 6 and round 19. And then Saturday, 3:20 start our time at Optus Stadium. West Coast, they're $1.80 favourites. Wow. Melbourne, $2. And Melbourne, they actually beat West Coast about a month ago at Optus Stadium by 17 points. That was back in round 22. Just with the AFL Premiership, fellas, Richmond are $1.90 to go back-to-back. Melbourne are 5, and then you've got Collingwood and West Coast at $5.50. I'll put the head on the chopping block. I'll say Richmond against West Coast. That'll be the 2018 AFL Grand Final. I know you're pressed for time, fellas. There's a lot of other events. There's the big unification middleweight bout in
huge.
The boxing. Around about 1 o'clock this afternoon, Triple G Golovkin. He's $1.60 against Canelo Alvarez at $2.35. Petrol Heads, Sandown 500 this afternoon. Singapore Formula One Grand Prix tonight. You've heard Mossy talk about the EPL. Check out all the markets and plenty more at tab.com.au.
Great job, Trent. We'll speak again next week. Trent Lenscow there from tab.com.au. Time now to speak to Scotty Foster from Steve Foster and Sons Quality Cars.
Scotty Balius Foster.
Oh, Scotty, on behalf of all listeners and my punters club, thank you very much for the tip of Balius last Friday.
No worries at all, mate. Unfortunately, I didn't give it to too many of the listeners, but I don't have their phone numbers. I'm glad you got on, mate. You're the number one punter for your punters club, obviously, now with that big win.
By length of the street. However, can I just say, when I rang Scotty after the race on Saturday, because I was away from my phone, I didn't get to it till about 6 o'clock, and I rang Scotty.
You were upskilling.
Yeah, I was upskilling. You know how he answered the phone, Ray? Hello, Reserve Bank of Australia speaking.
All that means, though, is that Scotty can look after our listeners with some even better deals today.
Oh, I loved it, Scotty. I loved it. All right, what about the car you got today?
Well, boys, just quickly before that, Ray, the car we advertised last weekend, we sold that to one of our...
Outstanding!
How good's Mossy?
And Matt McCann from up on the Tweed Coast there, he called and left a deposit over the phone. He came down and picked the car up on Friday.
So well done, Matt.
Very happy. he got himself a great car and for an unbelievable price, and it was that easy. So any other listeners out there, that's all you need to do.
Well done, Matty McCann. So.
Yeah, we want to sell a few more, though, today, and we've got some great cars during the week. And the one I picked out for the listeners is a 2017 Hyundai i35 door automatic hatch. This is a current shape vehicle. It's only 12 months old, and it's like new. It only has 24,000 kilometres. Now, the new model MY18 i30 comes with just about everything. It's got more options than I can mention, but they are one of the best small cars on the market, if not the best, due to their safety and reliability. And this one is one you do not want to miss out on. It's only $17,990. This is thousands cheaper than any others like it on the market. And we want to sell it today. So go to the website, www.fosterswalitycars.com.au, or give us a call on 96375024. Mention Sky Sports Radio so we can help you out even that little bit more.
And you can also help out with finance packages too, Scotty.
We certainly can. We've got the great finance packages available. We have access to a number of lenders, and this allows us to get the best possible rates, but it also allows us to get to help a lot of people that couldn't previously get finance get into a car. So if you've had credit issues in the past, then now's the time to give us a call. If you're on a pension, have paid or unpaid default, starting a new business and need a work vehicle, then go to our website, www.fosterswalitycars.com.